So in the spirit of the last of them, the last of those refuges, the Sangha, the Buddha said many times in different aspects of his teaching, he said that we actually, this is a radical practice. In other words, this, trying to do this with our minds and flip our attention from the world around to what's going on inside, it's radical. To be with what's uncomfortable is radical. To look into the hearts and minds of our enemies and be sympathetic, it's radical. All of this, it's not difficult, it's just different, radically different. And so it needs support. It needs the support of practice regularly, but it really needs the support of company of other people doing it, because the majority of our world is not doing this. And so that's what Sangha means. So we need to connect with each other and hang out with each other and practice with each other and go for walks with each other. We don't have to be talking deep Dharma language, but we need to be in the company of each other from time to time as best we can. I recommend sitting together at least weekly with each other, doing retreats like this, because it's different having done this with everybody than if you just sat in Goward House basement for the weekend by yourself, right? Actually, it's really helpful having everyone else sitting here and you still be here and you're a little more present with everyone trying together along with you, listening to teachings and all of this. These are all supports which we absolutely must realize we need. It's very difficult on our own to do. And so in the spirit of that, then there are a few things that I'm wanting to share with you about that are available for you to support you. The first thing I know about, I can tell you about, is that I live on Salt Spring and I teach around and about. I go and teach different things, you know, different lengths of retreats and things like that. And some of the time I teach retreats on Salt Spring, and three a year or four a year sometimes. Sometimes me, sometimes with someone else and not me. The next retreat I'm teaching is in March. I haven't got the dates off the top of my head, but it's a 9 days or 8 days or something like that for people who've had about three or four residential retreats beforehand. Very few retreats are offered for people with more than just the basic experience, so that we don't go over the basics quite so much. And then again in August, in the middle of August, there's a week I'm teaching, or this retreat in March, I'm teaching with Steve Armstrong. Some of you know Steve. He's been a monk for 5 years in Burma and very, very experienced teacher. And in the summer, I'm teaching with his ex-wife, interestingly enough, just so happens, who's called Kamala Masters. So she and I are teaching together for a week in August. And there are various other places I go, and weekends and things here and there, Seattle, Bellingham, Port Townsend, Portland, Cloud Mountain, and et cetera, Edmonton, Calgary. That's mostly my stomping ground in teaching. If you're wanting to know where I am, if you're interested in that, in the way I teach and accessing my schedule, for instance, then there's my email, which I already have told you, which I'll tell you again, which you'll have to remember because I haven't got any written information for this retreat. I'm apologizing. My name, dot49@gmail.com. And then there's the Salt Spring site, which right at the moment, interestingly enough, is just changing its structure. It has been, a lot of you will have known already, SSI, which is short for Salt Spring Island, vipassana.ca. And if you go to that one, you'll get linked forward to its new one, which is, which you can go directly to if you prefer, SS for Salt Spring, insightmeditation.ca. Just technicality, don't worry, it's the same thing, same information, but you'll find out about retreats and my teaching schedule, for instance, and be able to contact me through that site. So SSI Vipassana or SS Insight Meditation. Then there are lots of people here in Victoria who are practitioners and who organize these retreats, for instance, and who have different sitting groups, which I'd like you to hear about for those of you who don't know about them. And so Victoria Insight Meditation, VIMS, who put on these retreats. Some of the people who are that organization are here. Would you expose yourselves? No, would you stand up and be seen? You members of VIMS who are here, please. Who are involved with sort of the planning and the moving and the shaking of VIMS. That includes you, Sheila. Joan, that includes you, kind of. And so then just... Joan's a founding member, and this is Sheila, who's been co-managing, and Rhonda, who's been co-managing, and Bruce, who's taking care of the sound system this retreat, Brock Brown. There are plenty of other founding members around and people who've been around for years, but just so that you know, John over here, Shelley, anyway, that so that you know some of these folks. Some of you know them well, some of you have never met them. And there are various sitting groups and things which happen here in Victoria. Would those anyone like to describe what they are so that everyone knows about them? John's going to say something. Second and fourth Tuesday evening of every month at John and Shelley's home, and they are right by Cook Street Village. So if you're interested in Cook Street Village as a sangha, that's you're inviting people to speak to John and Shelley.
I'll just say I have a once a month, a Saturday morning sit-in at my house, and so that goes from 9 to 12 in the morning, the first Saturday of the month. Look at our website to check that out. You can come for one, two, or three sits.
Thank you, Brock. There's also a Sunday night meditation every Sunday night at the yoga studio, which is on Shakespeare at Bay. And I actually are going to be leading that one tonight because here I am in town, but there's different people leading different things that night. Again, the information is all on the Victoria Insight Meditation website. And there are other sitting groups, anybody? If anyone's interested in joining that one, is it open?
Yes.
And would we? And your name is? It's on the website. A West Shore group, Eric Bedard, the magician, who has a show coming up, which I'm going to take my sister to see. Anybody else, please? Louise. Thank you, Louise. Touching the Earth, last Wednesday evening of the month. Talk to Louise. Thank you.
Joan.
And recover. In the evening? On the website as well. Recovery, Buddhism and recovery as a combination, beautiful combination. First and third Wednesday evenings at the Friary on the website. Thank you. Other things? Other people? Other folks?
Maybe I'll just mention, I'm going to be offering a course through the UVic Continuing Studies on Buddhist Perspective on Mindfulness, February 21st and 28th, evening, Tuesday evenings. So you can find that out through UVic Continuing Studies or our website as well.
You have the details for June's course?
June's going to... my wife, June Fukushima, will be offering a course probably starting in 3 or 4 weeks. So it'll be a 4-session course on the Brahma Viharas.
The loving-kindness practices, those four I was mentioning.
So I think that'll be on our upcoming newsletter or maybe shortly on the website.
Great. So everybody know about the website because you're here, so use those websites. Use those screens wisely. Skillfully, in a limited fashion.
The next retreat here at Goddard House will be a one-day retreat with Margot McLaughlin.
Margot.
In February 20.
4 weeks.
Yeah.
4 weeks' time.
Registration opens tomorrow.
One day with Margot McLaughlin here in a month's time, also on the website.
Yes.
Great. Okay. Good. Then also online, you can find, for instance, I highly recommend a site, if you don't know about it, called Dharma Seed, D-H-A-R-M-A, Dharma Seed, all one word, as in fruits and seeds, dharmaseed.org. It's got thousands of Dharma talks, thousands, hundreds of teachers, and each teacher's got many talks. If you're interested in any of, like the way I was just talking after lunch, that kind of thing, different topics, subjects, you know, different lengths of talks, some are guided meditations, and anyway, you'll find different teachers, and just start Googling and downloading them or streaming them if you're interested, and you'll find different aspects of the teachings that way. Some are from intensive retreats, and some are from short events, and so on. There's another one which I also recommend for downloading and listening to, and it's a site called Audio Dharma, spelt the same way, but audiodharma.org. And it is a site from Santa Cruz, and the main teacher there is a man called Gil Fronsdahl, who has got hundreds and hundreds of talks all on that site, but there are many, many other teachers also who talk. And there are many other websites. So once you start, if you're new to any of this, once you start Googling, off you'll go. You'll find your way. But those are highly recommended if you like to accompany yourself with others speaking. So now what I'd like to you to do, we did it very briefly in the very beginning, but I'd like to take a little more time now. Maybe we'll do, say, 7 minutes or 8 minutes. I'll ring the gong, so don't talk too loudly. I'd like you to just talk to each other. I'd like you to have, you know, get together in small groups, four, no bigger than five, because of the limited time, so everyone gets time to introduce themselves. Where do you live? How are you? And how has this weekend been for you? Because the truth to tell, for the, especially those who don't realize this, when people have not been in retreat and haven't been practicing, and you describe your experience practicing, it doesn't go over so well. They're not really interested. They don't really know what you're talking about. And it doesn't sound so groovy as it feels. And so it's not just that it doesn't go over so well. It feels peculiar that they don't get it. And then you kind of doubt if you're able to even express. And then you doubt, did you even experience it? And were you at some weird brainwashing camp? And anyway, so it's advised that you don't talk about it unless somebody is familiar and unless they actually ask you questions, answer their questions, because we often want to say, this was the most amazing thing, you know, and we start proselytizing and it just backfires in a way. So I recommend that you don't, but here you can, because we're all here and we all understand and we're all interested. And so if you feel like sharing some moments of your, you know, your weekend together with each other, but anyway, take some moments just to connect with some people, choose some people, maybe some of the people who stood up or who said something about a sitting group, if you're interested. And we'll just take 7 or 8 minutes and have some conversations like that.